The first lesson is from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. As for the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from Romans chapter 8, beginning at the first verse. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh shall set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
The gospel according to Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out to the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And they sprang up quickly, and since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among them, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on the good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, This is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, this scripture made me want to go out and just go into my garden and sow some seeds. You know, like I've mentioned before, parables were spoken by Jesus regularly. About two-thirds of his ministry was spoken in parables. Jesus was a parabolist, a teller of stories, speaking in parables. And, in biblical times, is still common, is a common way to communicate in the Near East. A parable is verbal imagery. Verbal imagery that portrays an event or a teaching. It illustrates for us and makes an impression. Parables are not meant to be understood literally, like in the literal sense. A parable is very similar to a proverb, an illustration or a riddle. And we use proverbs every day. And I'm going to give you an example. See if you guys can catch this one. Last week, I actually was searching for something in my hall closet. Honestly, I don't remember what I was searching for, but I found something. I came across a bottle of unopened vitamins that Jackie and I had purchased in Berkeley. I had forgotten they were there. And in my head, I heard my mom saying, out of sight, out of mind, right? They were in the cupboard, they were out of sight, out of mind, and that's just one example of the many examples that we use every day in life that have these little meanings and these little hidden riddles that we use. Here's another one, see if you guys can help me out. An apple a day. Okay, it's better to be safe than. Actions speak. The pen is mightier. Ooh, yeah. So they're not to be taken literally, right? We use proverbs, illustrations, and riddles as a common way to communicate, just like in biblical times. To impart knowledge. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. A little bit of knowledge there. To give advice, somebody told me, and I don't know who I was talking to, and maybe somebody will smile out there because I was talking to somebody out there, but they said, well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I was like, I might use that one on Sunday. But you can make an argument to console. But parables and proverbs are these neat little things that are bound up with this knowledge. So in this parable of the sower, seeds are small but have this tremendous power. Seeds grow into plants and multiply. The sower can be anything. Wind, an ant, a bird, you or I. The word of God is planted all around you and multiplies. Humans cannot physically see the Spirit, but are affected by it. So in this parable, Jesus is actually comparing the seed, the kingdom of God, to a seed. And in this way, once planted, it has some options. Once planted, it can fail to grow. It can germinate. Maybe it sprouts and fails afterwards. But in all these ways, it has the potential to harvest. In our scripture, sown on the path, sown on rocky ground, sown among thorns, and sown in good soil. Now, personally, I don't see any of these four ways, good or bad or anything like that. I think just different things happen with the seed, right? So today our focus is just going to be on one of those. Today our focus is going to be on the seeds sown on the path. You might notice that I've been on a path, and so when I think about the word path, a path in the literal sense is something, it's functional, right? It's a route from one place to the other, and possibly it could be a sidewalk, but it might not be always physical, like the path that Jack and I have been on where we traveled from across the country to come here on this path to a career, a ministry, clergy. It's been a long path. But there are paths that are very physical that help us look at the not seen path. So I'm going to use a sidewalk, the one in front of my house. So this path that I think that Jesus is talking about is kind of like the one that's in front of my house. It's a sidewalk. It's paved. Some are gravel, but it's paved, right? But and maybe some paths are even cleared enough that just people can walk on them. I think about going hiking and things like that where it's just cleared. There's no gravel or anything. But lots of things can grow on that path, like physically, right? But nevertheless, people are going to walk on that path. People are going to walk on the sidewalk. People are going to walk while they're hiking, run while they're hiking, and or even take a stroll. And anything on that path might get stomped on, might get squished, right? It just might happen. On the paved sidewalk in front of my house, nothing grows through the pavement, but there is a spot that things grow through, and that is the cracks. The cracks, I don't know how seeds get in there, but there are these cracks, and along each one, there's all these, well, what we call weeds, right? But maybe somebody calls them a flower somewhere. But the seeds have been sown into those cracks, and there's green grass and a few flowers growing in those cracks until somebody goes and pulls them out, plucks them out of the ground, right? I was thinking about this physical path and then this spiritual path that we're on, and it's difficult to seed, germinate, sprout, and grow things into harvest, and you don't know when they're going to do that and when that's happening. Many seeds planted don't grow at all. In fact, I'm pretty sure that a lot of the seeds in my yard, because when we first got here, I went in the backyard and I literally took and I put seeds everywhere, and I'm pretty sure most of them didn't grow, but I'm sure some of them did. But many seeds planted don't grow at all, and that's okay. Some grow a little bit. Others sprout and grow deep roots. And I think about that time that Jackie and I have been a part of this community where seeds, some friendships, some encounters came and went and didn't grow, and that's okay. And then there were some ministries and friendships and relationships that grew just a little bit, and that's all right. And then there's the deep growing, right? There were some friendships that are deep growing, and some ministries that have been planted here with seeds that may continue to grow with some watering. So on this path from here to there, and from there to here, Jackie and I have been on this path with these seeds. And it's the only way I can think about this text. I was thinking, oh my gosh, there's lots of seeds in this congregation. So on a path, family, life, and friendships form, outreach and learning happen. And during this last year, we've been planted together to do those things. But we all planted together. Some of the seeds grew and some didn't. And that's okay, because what has been cultivated and that will continue to grow is in good soil. And it will continue to grow in me and in you and the people that are around you. So one last story. I was on Tuesday, I was doing some yard work and about ready to mow the lawn, which never got done, honestly, because it started raining. But I uprooted about 4 or 5 really tall weeds that I thought, oh, those shouldn't be there. But there was one that wasn't shaped like any other, and it was up near the sidewalk. And if it stayed there, of course, it would be walked on and probably trotted on. But what I did is I bent down, and I smelled it to see if I could identify it, and it was basil. That's what I said. I was like, hmm. And so what did I do? I go back to my garage, and I get my hand trowel, and I carefully remove it from where it was. And I took it, and I put it, and I planted it in there. In our flower bed. So I took something that had the potential of sizzling out or dying away that was planted there, and I uprooted it and I took it with me. Planted it in a different place, which is like some of the ministry that we began here. I will take those seeds, what has been grown, and I'm going to uproot them. I'm going to plant them wherever I go because they're planted in good soil. So on this day, my last sermon here, which I've already cried about 3 times, so, and I don't know how I could finish after that song, by the way. I just want to encourage you to keep planting. Keep putting those seeds in the ground. It's okay if they end up on the sidewalk or, you know, in rocky ground, because somebody's going to come along, pick them up, and put them in good soil if that's what's needed, if they're meant to grow. Repotting when necessary. So be encouraged to care for and grow for the seeds that we planted together and that you plant in your everyday life.